Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday. How's Wednesday feel?
Good.
Feels right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Wednesday.
It's really pretty out.
Hump day.
A Friday for some people.
Me.
For some birthday girls, it's a Friday.
Woo! Me.
Do you want to tell your birthday story from today? The great disappointment.
The lunch? I wasn't going to do it, Tom.
Go ahead.
I feel like I rag on him every day. So we just got lunch, and of course, he ordered me the wrong thing.
Don't say, of course. don't say you're not going to rag on me and then say, of course.
And then to top it all off, because I wasn't going to harp on it, it's fine. You guys know I eat like half my lunch anyway. So then at the end, what did you say? You said something like,
you were saying, like, it's really not a big deal. Please let it go. Like, because Dave kept apologizing for the lunch.
Yeah. And then Andrew's like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, no, you don't say it's fine. I say it's fine. And you just be quiet.
Trish ordered yakitori, which are chicken skewers. And he got something,
takoyaki,
which are octopus balls, which is very different.
But
and it was so funny because Trish, she's like, it's fine. And we all know that when you've done something wrong, someone says it's fine, you shut up. And Andrew's like, you're right.
It's fine. It really is.
It's more than fine. I'm on DoorDash, so I'm looking at just words on a screen. I don't have pictures, I don't have descriptions, I just have words on a screen.
Like a menu.
Yeah, like a menu, but a menu without like all the long descriptions.
Hold on. You realize what you're saying,
and
right?
And I want to add something,
words on
too.
A screen.
You're a grown man, and you need pictures of food.
No, I'm just saying, you said that I ordered something totally different, as if
we
I
did.
I did, but
with
he,
a different name.
But the intonation implied that I saw all of the food before me and said, that's what she wants.
Let me also say that I said, I'm just going to get an appetizer like the chicken things that Dave gets all the time. And you said, yakitori?
Yakitori,
and I said, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, so I meant to order yakitori. I just clicked the wrong...
There just weren't any pictures.
The words were next to each other, and they're really similar.
And when we were first figuring it out, Trish was like, I told you yakitori, but Andrew had already said a different name. So, like, you messed it up. You flipped it in your brain. But then you were trying to say you did yakitori. So then it was like, well, let's look on DoorDash and see what he ordered. And Andrew's like, I promise you I did the right thing. And Trish goes, you want to bet? You want to bet $20? And Andrew goes, oh, no, I do not gamble.
Like Trish.
No, it was worse. He goes, no, I don't gamble. I don't have a gambling problem like you.
Yeah. Like, whatever.
You got super serious. You were like, oh, you want to bet? Do you want to bet? Bet me right now. And I was like, whoa, I don't have any money.
That's how we lived like in the 80s and 90s, right? That was the
thing.
You want to bet? Bet me.
Bet me right now.
Bet me.
Everything was a bet. And there was nothing to back it up. Like,
no,
there, nobody
no
got anything.
No one ever paid off.
No.
You owe me the other day when you said the Rawlings didn't make the R5 glove? Okay. I have a food story. Last night, so my contract is up in March, and last night, our bosses, Steve and Becky, took me to dinner to kind of, you know, wine and dine, and let's talk contract. And we went to Don Alfonso's, which is a restaurant at the Ritz, and it's really hard to get into, and I was excited to go. And, of course, I want to seem as cool as possible, and they want me to seem as not cool as possible, because they want to pay me as little money as they can, and I want them to pay me as much. So I'd never been there before, and we go walking in, and it was like I set the whole thing up. Like, people who were dining were getting up and coming up to me. Andrew and Paul, who took care of us last night, just lost their mind when we sat down. And they're saying to them, do you know who this – do you know who – they're like, yeah, we do.
I love it.
And so that was just great. And they're like, oh, my God, how did you make all this happen? Right before we leave, they bring out dessert, which is a tiramisu with my face in cinnamon. And that just, like,
okay, I couldn't really get it because he sent us a picture. I really didn't know what. And there were coffee beans at the bottom?
Yeah.
Trish that looked like, really cool.
Just like, oh, that was you.
How did they make your face in cinnamon?
Magic.
That so is wait, awesome.
Becky and Steve didn't set that up?
No.
I assumed that that was like they were
I thought they did that too.
Yeah, like,
no,
like
they're
this will be fun. We're taking Dave out to dinner.
Bad.
Oh, I thought they were like, oh, look it. We made your face in cinnamon so you get less money.
God, that would be sad.
I thought that's
that is
too?
So. Yes.
I thought Steve like, Moore, our boss.
I thought Becky did.
I was like, man,
went
they're
to
really.
The chef and said, you see the bald guy out there?
No, it seems like a.
They're really trying to butter Dave up.
It seems like a Becky thing to do. Like, you know, celebrate her employees. Let's make his face into cinnamon. Out of cinnamon. And then everything will be fine.
I mean, I love Becky. I don't think that sounds like a Becky thing to do. Like, oh, here's the Trish Tuna Bumstead.
It's what I want or I'm not signing.
What's in a tuna Bumstead?
I don't know.
Her name's like melted into the cheese.
I don't want tuna. Can we pick something else?
No.
God, like, why do I get the gross one?
What I said.
Would you rather have the Trish
because
Yakitori?
My face is in cinnamon.
Yeah, what the... Yakitori?
Octopus balls. Would you rather be Trish Octopus Balls Gazelle?
No.
Okay, fine.
It is hard-boiled eggs, cubed American cheese.
What is?
Tuna Bumstead.
Oh.
Tuna fish, deviled ham,
ugh,
green peppers, onions, ugh, mayonnaise, pickle relish,
gross,
and olives.
Deviled ham, ham salad, all disgusting.
The actually, olives really threw me off on that one.
I think this is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Have you ever had ham salad? It
yes.
is the
yes.
grossest
Underwood.
Thing in the world. It's like pureed ham, and it's just like
you know
fluorescent
what?
Pink.
That's a good one. Can we do that on Twitter? What's the grossest thing? What's the grossest food in the world? Not like... A Chinese ask. Egg buried for 100 years, like something that that you can buy in Schnucks.
I might say relish.
No,
relish?
Not something that just to
I'm
you.
I'm saying ham salad. Because
you're insane.
Mm.
Or Vegemite, but that's not here.
You can get Vegemite here, can't you?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can, but it's not like common here is what I mean.
Will you say...
It's illegal.
Oh, what's the stuff? Braunschweiger?
Oh, is that gross. Yours?
I just bought some for my mom. Yeah. This weekend.
And you like it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't know any better. Like growing up, I didn't realize
so
that people
mushy.
Thought it was gross.
That's
one time
so
we played.
Weird.
One time we played a game called Truth or Braunschweiger, where you had to either tell an embarrassing truth about yourself.
I
or
would tell everything.
It was totally cheating
Give
for Dave because he liked it, so he was like, "I'm eating."
Yeah, I didn't care. I still told
just,
everything.
That's so
snacking.
Weird that we're talking. My dad just asked me if I wanted him to get me some Braunschweiger because my teeth were sore the other day from the dentist. He's like, well, what can you eat? Braunschweiger? I'm like, ew, no.
What would be a special treat to enjoy while your teeth hurt?
How about some tripe?
What's tripe?
I think that's what it is. It's like an intestine.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, Braunschweiger's liver.
That's an intestine.
I don't. Is it?
No. Don't even.
I know what he's
he
trying
just speaks
to go.
With
he's
such,
reaching.
We're on KMOX. We have to at least try.
He just said, I made a mistake because there were only words.
Words on a page. That's all I'm working with.
Tripe is the first or second stomach of a cow.
Ugh.
Yum.
Which is not a liver, right?
No.
Which
no.
is so weird because it's so weird that that's gross to me, but we'll eat a chicken leg.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, what makes that so much grosser?
Which is
than...
equally as gross if mm-hmm. you think about it.
It's good just point. What we grew up eating.
Or their ribs. I mean, that's
yeah.
disgusting.
You're gnawing on an animal's
yes.
ribs like, yum,
oh,
barbecue
God.
Sauce.
And I love them.
It's really true. So shout out to Don Alfonso's really cool place. Had a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, you had your face in cinnamon. I mean, anyone would love that.
You're right.
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
Or were you like,
yeah.
did you feel weird about eating it? Because it has a picture of you
no,
on it?
No, most food I eat has my face on it. So.
He
He only buys food if it has to taste.
Did you feel a very weird? Fragile ego.
Did you feel weird about eating it because it had your face on it?
I'll go through pounds of sweet potatoes to find one that looks like me, which actually doesn't take that many. I look like most potatoes.
His mom growing up had to make all his food look like him before he'd eat it.
Cutting the crust off his sandwich in a Dave shape. There you go.
Little mustard beard.
Well, I didn't have a beard growing up.
He was bald and had a goatee.
It is you. You never know.
He had a bunch of tattoos at 7.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Hurry up, Mom. I got to take my motorcycle to school.
We've got a pick for the most disgusting food in the world from Lawrence. He says pickle loaf.
Yeah. I feel
that.
I don't know what that is.
It's like Braunschweiger filled with olives and pickles.
No, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
Or chicken loaf. Any loaf. Yeah, like chicken loaf. No loaves.
I could do a meatloaf, but that's it.
Pickle and pimento loaf. Finely chopped beef and pork, and then you stir it up with chopped pickles and pimentos, and then you mash it into like a bread shape almost. Yeah.
Head cheese isn't great.
Oh.
Although I've never looked that one up.
There was a place in, I think it was Afton, maybe off Sappington, which always freaked me out as a kid because we'd always go by this building. And there was a big sign that said brain sandwiches. And I was like, ah! Can't remember what it was called, but
I've had most of that stuff, like over the years doing a radio show.
Really?
Yeah.
And?
I mean, I've never had anything weird where I'm like, oh, I would eat this on purpose. Like, it always kind of tastes like brains or snoot, whatever.
This is from STL Magazine. Do St. Louisans really eat brain sandwiches? Short answer, yes. Shotsies.
He's going to stop. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
I hope we don't lose you to the newsroom.
I'm telling you, there was a whole restaurant, and their whole sign outside said brain sandwiches.
Shotsies.
Michael Kalashanser, look out.
Was it in Afton?
Shotsies Bar and Grill in, I don't know, South County?
Stills on the scene. The answer is yes.
Is that where, South County? Is that where?
Yeah, ish. It was like a white brick with that beveled glass squares. Is that what I'm looking for, beveled? You know the blocks?
Yeah, yeah.
Block.
I do.
Brains, 25 cents, drive in?
Possibly.
Found your sign.
Is it red? Right. Is it white with red lettering?
It's white. It's, I don't know. It's black and white picture.
This is going so
he's
well.
He's desperately trying to make up for the yakitori.
I'm trying. I don't think it's working. I seem to be making her more mad.
I wasn't that mad about it. Except when you said, it's fine.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? I'm glad I did it. It builds character for little Trish.
222 on the dot, DGS on KMOX. Thanks to everybody who podcasts. One of the nice things about my dinner last night with my bosses, in addition to my face and cinnamon, was just we have some of the highest podcast numbers in the company in the country.
That's awesome.
It's crazy because we have like New York and LA and Chicago. So it's really, really cool. You can download it by going to odyssey.com. Where else can you download it? Is that where we want them to go?
Wherever you get your apps.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I use Apple Podcasts, but I go and listen on the Odyssey app too.
Okay. I know everyone hates hearing other people's dreams. I'm going to make this really short. I have a point about it. So I didn't sleep much last night, but I know I slept some because I had this crazy-ass dream. Remember the wizard from Cookie Crisp? Quisp?
Yeah.
Okay, that guy? Was it Crisp or Quisp?
I thought it was Crisp.
Okay.
I thought you were Quisp? Being cute.
Yes. No. Quisp was a cereal when I was a kid. Quisp and Quake.
Okay.
They were aliens.
Anyway.
Cookie Crisp was chasing me and another guy. And, like, he would, he'd like, Harry Potter, yeah, kind of thing. And it went on forever. And then I woke up, and here's my point, and everyone gets this. It's so weird that when you're having this experience in your brain, it feels completely legit. Like, of course, Cookie Crisp is chasing me. Like, that's what happens in my life, is he chases me.
His name is Cookie Jarvis.
That's right.
Yeah,
I do kind of remember that.
He's very serious about that.
You're just over
okay about Googling your dream, today. But call him by his proper name.
That's right. Maybe that's why he was chasing me.
Don't misidentify. Have you ever?
I've had a dream where it was so real. I woke up crying, like there were already tears rolling down my face when I woke up.
Was it about a cereal person?
No, but it was that real. I thought that was very odd. That's the only dream I can remember where I something physical was happening to me and it was still happening when I woke up.
Yeah.
That's weird.
No, I have quite a few dreams like that that are hard to shake. Like, you know, they're a dream.
Yeah.
You're telling yourself it's a dream, but you just can't get past the emotion of it. Want to hear some kind of cool science stuff?
Yeah, but can I say shout out to Mark and Joe, who said that the brain sandwich place was the back door at McKenzie and Graboy in Afton.
Sure,
so
they're not
you.
Just screwing with you?
No, it was that. I remember.
Because that sounds like Mark and Joe.
No. Okay.
They believe that they found the very first planet to form in our galaxy.
Mm.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Crazy what this thing's doing.
Which one?
I don't think they've given it a name yet. It's 365 Earth. Light years away.
Yeah, I'm so egotistical. I was like, well, obviously it's Earth.
Yeah, it got to be one of the nine.
And also the thought, I was watching one of my nerd shows the other night, and they were saying, like, we'll never know what it was. We'll never discover it. But there was a first planet in the universe. And I was like, oh, yeah. That's weird and cool and freakish. Also, I was watching something about... Have you ever heard of the Challenger Deep?
No.
Yep. Don't feel bad if you haven't. What is it, smart
guy? It's a trench, right?
Very good. I didn't know that. I thought the Marianas Trench was the deepest place on the planet. It's called the Challenger Deep. It's 36,000 feet. So just to give it perspective, Mount Everest is 29,000.
Mm. Where is this? I'm sorry.
It's kind of just like the Mediterranean, basically.
Yeah.
And it they went down in a submersible, and it takes 6 hours.
To get to the bottom.
This makes me want to cut my own throat. Like, that's the kind of claustrophobic I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put me in a closet all day. I mean, don't really, but that kind of thing.
I dare you.
Like, you're halfway down. You're like, I want to go back up. They're like, there is no back up. You have to get to the bottom first.
Uh-uh.
That's what when the kids were trapped in the cave in Thailand. That's what always freaked me out about that in the cave was that, like, once you started, it was a several-hour journey through the super tight, you know, submerged.
The mines, same thing.
Yeah, yes. And they just said, like, there's no going back. You have to finish it out one way.
Am I making this up, or did they fake teach the little boys how to scuba and then just put them out with hypodermics? And then they drugged them out.
I think they were intending to teach the kids how to do it, but it wasn't going as fast as or as smooth as they would have liked, of course. So I think they just knocked them out.
We can see for ourselves in the new Ron Howard movie out soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would never watch that.
Like, why do you want to watch such a horrific event take place? I don't know. I mean, I get it whenever they make a movie about like Sully or something. It's cool. And I get that the cave thing had a happy ending, but I don't want to watch like 2 hours of these kids being scared and stuck.
Yeah.
And then drug out of there.
And one of the rescuers died. And so we're watching the footage and Megan's like, okay, well, obviously one of these big stars is like playing the guy that ends up dying in the rescue, and it's very dramatic and exciting. No, that was like a Thai, like Royal Navy guy that's like not even in the movie. It was just one of the people already in Thailand.
Did you guys see that a guy paid with a counterfeit $100 bill at a kid's lemonade stand and took $85 back
jerk.
In change in real cash?
What a loser.
I know. Swindle some kids.
I'm sure he was like, you know what, take $10 as a tip.
Yeah,
but did you wonder, like, how did they have the money to change that? How much lemonade were they selling?
Lemonade stands are different these days.
I don't even have $100 in cash.
I was a little entrepreneur. I had those all the time.
Oh, I always wanted to.
We did it.
I was at an event recently, and there were several lemonade stands, and it was like a hot day. And I was waiting in line to get some lemonade, and the parents came out. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
The parents came out, and they're like, we're packing up. Sorry, kids want to go swimming. I'm like, you have a line of people. You could make like $50, kids. Just wait. It blew my mind.
It sounds like you went to a child labor event.
I'm like, those kids don't get to swim. I'm thirsty.
234 DGS. Trish wants to talk about politics in the schoolyard.
Yes, I do.
She's demanding it.
I really noticed, especially after the primary and the commercials and the ads that were running here, it seems so outdated to me that we're still doing the almost bullying schoolyard tricks of running ads like, this person's horrible. They did this in their past. Dun, dun, dun. They're evil. And they just try to get gossip and call the other person names. It's not like, here's why I'm the better candidate. That person's a nice person. I can do the job better. I mean, would that not shock you? And it just feels like with all the societal changes that we've been going through for, I don't know, even the past 5, 10 years, it just feels really outdated, but we still go along with it. It seems very odd and misplaced and, whoa, why are we still doing this?
I think the reason is because the masses pay attention to it. I mean, if you don't pay attention to politics at all and it's just like a nice, classy ad, it's probably just like completely glazing over. But if it's some juicy gossip in there or some mudslinging, then you might pay a little bit more attention because it's like, oh.
I could be wrong about this, but even with the increased popularity of politics, the mainstreaming of politics, I still think that most people don't really pay that much attention. Like my analogy would be like Wheeler knows everything there is to know about baseball. And I couldn't even name you everyone who's on the Cardinals team. And so if it was time for all-star voting and they had ads, like that's the only, I'm going to make my decision based on that. Oh, this guy's batting 330. Okay, he should be on. This guy, whatever. And I think that most people are like that with politics, that they still wait until like mid-October and go, who is it? And they'll see an ad. And I think that the people like Hancock and Kelly and these guys, Rodney Boyd, they probably hate it too, but they probably acknowledge that they do it because it works.
But we have, I don't know, it just, in every occupation, in every office building, in every workplace setting, you have rules. They have sensitivity training.
Great points.
About a lot of different things. And there's only a couple occupations where you can pretty much do whatever you want. And the worse you are, the more popular, popular you are. Celebrity, athlete, and politician.
It's
zero rules.
It's a great point. If we talked about one of our coworkers in the way that political ads
it's
do,
over.
We're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We're at minimum with the HR director getting in trouble.
And what's funny about all three things, all athlete, celebrity, politician, it's all based on us. If we buy their music, buy their movies, watch their team, or vote for them. So what does that say? I don't know. Wrap your brain around it.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Didn't you have a topic that was similar to this? Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, it is very similar. It's about how we celebrate pettiness in some areas of life, whereas in real life, like, there is no less attractive trait than like an extremely petty person. But if you go online and you're petty, people are like, oh, yeah, you love to see it. You clapped back. Or if you're a politician and you're petty about something, like, there just seems to be this disconnect between, just like Trish was just saying, there are certain people to where we celebrate it in them. But whenever it comes down to being a real person and living a real everyday life, it's so unattractive. And you would try really hard to stay away from that type of behavior.
Okay, is the reason, because I'm fascinated with what the reason is. Is the reason as simple as people act differently if they went to, like, Fantasy Island? You know, it's like, hey, you get to be whatever you want to be. Go crazy.
Yeah.
Is it the fact that online you can live out your fantasy of being a complete jerk?
Yeah, I think it's because we want to be petty, and we want to be able to get away with being petty. So when we see someone doing that, we feel comfortable, like, almost like we want to normalize it, I think. So we're like,
so we can't get away
royal,
with it, and
yeah,
we're
like,
jealous almost,
yeah,
that
like
they
the
can.
Royal, the royal we, if you will, like, can't get away with doing that in our lives. We can't get away with, like, doing that to each other or whatever. But we would like to. So when we see it online, we're like, yes, yes, let's clap back. Let's be, I'm here for the pettiness. I'm here for the messiness.
So when I was a kid, I know that some modern, like, professional athletes and such have said, I don't want to be a role model, but most of them still accept it. When I was a kid, role models were a real thing, whether it was your parents or it was a teacher or a coach or a den leader or some, you know, athlete, whatever it was, that was a real thing. And people would say to those kind of people, hey, you're a person of influence, you're a person in authority, act appropriately, be a good example for the kids. Have we thrown that in the toilet?
Yeah, completely. I mean, just think about, and we've talked about a little bit about this before, like you're saying, there was certain, a teacher was a role model. A police officer was a role model. A doctor was a role model. Do we have respect for any of them anymore? What I find, and I'm not trying to bring the Mar-a-Lago thing into this, but now the Republicans are saying defund the, I mean, it's like, what are we doing? So now first the Democrats want to defund police, and now we want to defund the FBI. I mean, we're ruining that entire occupation, law and order, law officers, whatever, from top to bottom. Then I don't know how you get that respect back. I feel sorry for anyone. I just don't know how we're going to get people to do those jobs anymore with the way we've been acting towards them lately. Good people. Mm-hmm.
But why do you think that that respect has gone away to the extent that it has?
Well, I think a little bit they did it to themselves, a little bit in some of the actions that have taken place and what we've all seen happen across the country. But then the politicians took it from there. I really do think.
So you seem to be returning to this theme like yesterday and today, like you hold politicians responsible for like the basic tone of the entire country.
Yeah, because I think we take cues from them, or either we give them cues and they could either fall into it or be, you. What I would love to see is the country and the majority of politicians pull a John McCain. When someone spoke bad about Obama, he said, no, 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 no. He is a fine man. We disagree in our politics, but this guy did nothing wrong. Wouldn't that be great if it was like that?
But
everybody calm down.
But now he's a puss.
Right.
Yeah. Because he would do something like that.
And why is that? Is it because for the first time ever, these politicians have our feedback in real time? It's not everyone's feedback. It's the small portion of people who are vocal on social media, but they have that immediate feedback from people where they can look and say like, oh, okay, so this is the way you want me to act.
In the same way that some people will sort of chase the likes and approval and shares and things that you can get on social media, like, they like when I'm super petty. I'm going to be super petty and get all those likes and shares. I think it's much the same way for a lot of politicians. They're getting, like Rach said, that real-time feedback, and it's real-time validation for our worst behaviors, and that applies to our leaders as well.
But this is what makes me mad. They could stop it. If you got the House of Representatives and the senators together and go, look, we are all on the same page. I don't care what party you're with. This is how we're conducting ourselves from now on. We're not doing fake news. We're not going to go on and attack the other guy. They could stop it. The problem is we are letting too many people without qualifications into those offices because they're extreme. So I don't know. I don't know that could happen, but they could stop it.
Well, there are several classes of politician. You have your Bo Birds and your Marjorie Taylor Greens. I think they believe everything they say. I think they just got in there because, like you said, they're extreme and they're fun to an extent. They're dramatic. But like, then you have your Kevin McCarthy's. I hold Kevin McCarthy and the Kevin McCarthy's of the world far more responsible than the Boberts.
Me too.
Or
because they're in the majority.
Well, they know better.
Right.
They're grownups. They know better. They are just doing what keeps them alive. And that's why I respect Cheney. And you know what? I would respect Cheney if I were a big Trump guy, because anytime someone does something against their interests because they think that that's what's best for the country, I have to respect that.
So do you respect Andrew Cuomo for coming out yesterday and saying the DOJ needs to let us know what's going on with this raid?
As difficult as it is to respect Andrew Cuomo, I respect that act. Yes, very much so. And I said the same thing, not like, oh, it's me and Andrew Cuomo, but I'm on the record about former President Trump. And I agree that if this really is about he took some documents that he shouldn't have, but they're not a big deal, then shame on DOJ. You shouldn't do that. And that's why I continue to believe there must be something more to it, because what a dumb thing to do for the country. You know, I mean, I feel bad if there's nothing to it. I feel bad for Trump and his family and everything, because he's a guy, he's a citizen. But I feel bad for the country, because stop playing with this.
Yeah.
And that's why I just keep waiting for the other shoe to drop and go, oh, this is why they did it, because he blah, 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 whatever it is. 250 DG asks Happy Wednesday to you. So anytime I do a live for Michael's Flooring, I talk about how Mike is my oldest running client, been with me pretty much from the start. And when I was in Florida, I got a message from Alex, who is the sales rep, saying, hey, call Mike. And turns out that he had one of his stores flooded and some associated problems with that. And I wanted to get him on the show, talk about what happened to him. Mike, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Thank you very much.
Good, pal. So why don't you just start over and tell the story like you told it to me earlier and catch us up on what's going on.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm glad you reached out to let our listeners know about the flood in Old Town St. Peter's, Highway 70 in Mid Rivers, around the 25th, 26th of July. And please visit our Creve Coeur location because our St. Peter's location and our Darden Prairie location are closed due to water. Darden Prairie location was closed basically because we were doing a remodel and we had a bunch of water in April and realized we had a leak. On the end of July here, we got flooded out and we had 24 inches of water at the St. Peter's location. Destroyed everything, displays, samples, customers' product. Our mindset, employees, it just takes the life out of everything. And I wish this on nobody. It's pretty bad. Possibly could have been prevented. But here we are just trying to see what the SBA now is kind of stepped up. And we'll see if there's any help out there for us businesses. As of this point in time, past few days, last week, everything's pretty much for the residential people, which they need it. But we here in Old Town St. Peter's, I took on 24 inches of water, and that's unheard of. And, we flooded before in the past, an inch and, certain things, but we keep having this issue with the water rising. And until a pump is turned on or whatever the case may be, the water starts going down. So, there's a lot of hearsay and things that need to be proved, but this isn't the first time. And then that following Friday, it rained like a good 15 or 20 minute rain in Old Town St. Peter. St. Peter's was just kind of hit again. Within 20 minutes, water was rising up to the dock. So it was not another torrential downpour. So something has to be going on with the pumps in Old Town St. Peter's to remove the water.
Mike, what is that? We've all had bad things happen to us and received bad news. We all know the knot in the stomach. But what was that like when you found out that was happening and you saw it? And it's not only the stuff, but it's the effect it has on all those families who you employ.
Sure. Yeah. We got 16 of us here plus. And the thing of it is like, man, you first of all, you couldn't get to work. I went and bought some waders, and I'm actually, as I said, it was somewhat safe trucking down the middle of Main Street in a good foot and a half of water up to my knees. And then you're hoping for the best, is it? But if you get closer, it's like reality sets in. As you get up to the door before you go in, the front door water is just pouring out the front door. And finally, we made it in, and it's shocking. I mean, there's such a high at that point in time, and you get in there, you don't really realize, wow, everything is gone. Computers, phones, personal items, things that we've had for 30 years of being in business, a boneyard. We could go get a molding anytime we wanted or find something, but all that's gone. Just paperwork, it's devastating to me and others. And the same thing here, there's a lot of elderly people that are a little older than me. Hey, they, this area was taken out of the floodplain, and they were told, hey, you don't have to have flood insurance in a non-floodplain. And here's, they got a lot of basements got flooded, but you have a lot of personal items. But here at Michael's Flooring Outlet, hey, we lost everything, flooring, and it's very difficult and hard. And it's finally set, and I haven't cried yet. A couple times pretty close because it's like you lost everything that you work hard for. And now you're having to do other things, which takes you out of your day-to-day activities, such as taking care of your customers. Now you have to reorder the products. Hey, customers are great, but everybody's stressed. And some people don't understand the devastation that, hey, we just got flooded and took on 2 feet of water, and we're really trying.
All right, buddy. Well, so sorry that happened to you. It, you know, bad things happen to really good people. You're one of the good guys. IGotFloor.com, MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com, and keep us updated, buddy.
Yeah, hey, no problem. Just please visit our Creve Coeur location at 12669 Alba Boulevard, Creve Coeur, Missouri, 63141. Thanks, everybody. Thanks again, Dave.
You guys ever have anything like that happen? Natural disaster kind of thing.
Yeah, when I was flood of 93, my family lost their house.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh. Down,
we lived right on the river in Grafton, and it got flooded once, and they were able to clean it out. The second time, it was just crazy. I mean, there's pictures. The Post-Dispatch came in and interviewed my dad, and I was actually just looking at that article the other day and looking at pictures. It was, I don't remember any of it because I was two.
Yeah.
But that was, like, really devastating for my family. It really, my heart goes out to Mike for this. This is such a bummer.
Yeah.
Mike was off. When I was like 14 or 15, we were taking care of my grandma. We were mostly living in her basement because we had just moved into her house. We hadn't really settled into the whole rest of the house yet. And one like Sunday morning, just the entire, there was like a Godfrey sewer issue and the entire basement flooded. And it was just like all of our stuff. And we're like, we don't even know what to do with all of this. I mean, ended up having to like get rid of it. And then it happened again last, like, I guess New Year's of this year ended. And then we don't live in the basement anymore. My parents don't live in the basement anymore. It's their house now. So they just destroy the basement, essentially. Like, tear up all the carpets, get rid of all the furniture, because it was,
I'm always impressed by people. Like, when you see a tornado come through, and people are literally, like, seeing it for the first time. And, of course, there's a news crew. And they're like, well, we're fine. We'll be okay. I'm like, I think I would still be, you know, bawling my eyes out or just in shock.
Well, just all the people in the last few weeks who've had all that, you know, like Michael.
Yeah.
Or Mike.
Crazy. All right, quick break, right back. DGS, happy Wednesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.